All right, to continue, to wrap up what we were saying. We wanted to go to the lymph system, the lymphatic system, also very extremely important. We talked about emotions a lot yesterday, and of course they are also interweaving with all what we spoke about today so far. The lymphatic system has to do with emotion. It's a water-based system. The lymphatic system has various little nodes all along, up and down in channels. It moves all sorts of it moves fluids through your body. It moves fluids from the cells and so on all the way up, fluids that are not part of the circulatory, so not part of the blood, fluids that are part of the lymph. Very important. And they reach every cell and move in between and around. And all these fluids do take toxins out, and they bring them all up, like up your arm, for example, and they bring it into the chest where it dumps into the larger lymphatic channels. And so you have a place on each side on the chest, and they have slightly different functions. And then you have the groin as well, our major lymphatic dump places. Although lymph is everywhere, you feel it, and you can feel it in your neck and so on. And if you get your lymph blocked up really badly, you can have a lump. Well, you know, lumps scare people, you know. Uh-oh, the big C. But sometimes it can be a real big lymph knot. Now, the lymphatics move with, negative ions. You know how positive and negative are generally seen as polar opposites. And it's one of those telling features of the chauvinistic paradigm that you need in electricity, you need in energy fields, you need the polarity, you need both positive and negative ions, you need positive and negative charge. And negative is the feminine, and it has been, you know, now the word negative, you hear the word negative, what do you think? Bad. Judge, it's negative. I don't like being around negative people. Right? It's part of the judgment of emotion. It's part of the judgment of the feminine. But negative ions can make this flow smoothly. If your emotions are flowing, if you're feeling and flowing your emotions, your lymphatic channels will gently drain just fine. You can stay up to date with all the toxins that you need to get out of the cellular, intercellular spaces, et cetera, et cetera. And you can get out, you can do a lot of cleaning. It does a lot of cleaning for you, a lot of releasing and cleaning. The legs dump at the groin, and then you have. And, there are lymphatic channels all sorts of places. For example, if a woman has cystic breasts, cysts are in the lymphatic system. Tumors can be in the lymphatic system. And specifically, lymphatic tumors or lymphoma, you know, the cancer of the lymph. But cysts happen when you're trying to release something too quickly and it kind of gets backed up. A cyst is kind of angry. It has an angry energy in it. And it's kind of resistant. A tumor is a kind of an attempt to encapsulate or seal off pain or something really horrible, unpleasant, dark emotion, unpleasant emotion. It generally has to do with sorrow, loss, sadness, that kind of thing. And that's why the tumor plays into cancer so much, is that tumors tend to hold sadness, pain, sorrow, regret, remorse, guilt, you know, that kind of thing, an unfinished healing of the past or of a loss or of a lack. Right? And so that's why cancer can be often triggered by a loss of a relationship or a loss of love or a loss of something. So a woman with a cystic breast, for example, is a woman who is kind of can be in a state of angry resistance and get cysts. Resistance itself, if you resist something, underneath it all is some judgment or it is some kind of anger or fear. There's some kind of emotional undercurrent to any kind of resistance. And so when you get cysts, there's resistance. Sometimes they can be done by physical damage. Scars can create cysts around them because this lymph cannot flow around scars. And so that's why scars sometimes make you vulnerable to cancer and things like that. And that's why there's a whole series of treatments, of injections and energy healing through injections and all sorts of vibrational things of scars. You can go and get your scars treated. Because sometimes you hold the issue that the scar, represents that damage. And the damage came as a response to some emotional issue. Or there's emotions around it. The scar, especially like a keloid, that's red, a scar that never seems to whiten out or lose its redness. Anger, just anger, and that's unfinished about whatever it was where that damage was done. Right? So anyway, the lymphatic system has to stay in flow. It is absolutely imperative, just as we say emotions need to be in flow. You cannot block emotions. They plug you up, and they will create all sorts of difficulties. The lymphatic system is kind of the base point of reference, your feedback, as to what state of emotions you have. If your lymphatic system is sluggish and it just, it just seems to have difficulty dumping, you have cysts, you have lumps easily, that kind of thing, then that indicates that you're holding on to some old emotions. If you have been in a lot of emotional suppression, that you've not been able to express your feelings and so on, you stuff them inside yourself, they can either go into weight, as we mentioned earlier, especially if they're the anger complex. But in general, just suppression of self, just keeping oneself still, just imprisoning the body will jam up the lymph. And that's why it's so important to exercise, to stretch. Every time you stretch, every time you move a muscle, you massage the lymph. And your body's made to where, how does the lymph move from the wrist up to, to the chest? That's going against gravity, right? Well, it has these little nodes, and the little nodes will like go squirt and push some liquid up to the next little node, which is a little balloon. And then when it's filled up, it'll go squirt and send it up to the next one and squirt to the next one and just squirt, squirt, squirt. it's the whole lineup of them. If you see a picture of the lymphatic system, you see all these little balloons all along the line, along the channel, and they send it up. Now, what activates the little balloons? The muscles. When you move, you activate the lymph. If you sit too still, if you are physically repressed, there's some people that just like the channel has had lymphatic issues because she was a very highly active child. And so becoming a little lady was extremely difficult. She had made it a point to climb every tree in her neighborhood. She knew every tree and how to get up and how to leverage yourself up to the first branch and all that kind of thing. And she ran for like 2 hours a day with the dogs, and she was like just energy, 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 energy. And then she had to sit still and like a lady and hold her teeth cup, you know. Now, it's kind of humorous, you know, when you look at it that way, but it's really difficult for a very spirited creature to do that. You can see that with animals like horses and, you know, dogs and so forth. When they're young, how active, and you're like, oh gosh, you have to teach them down, heel, 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 you know, and so on. And it's just, what can you do, you know? This, and after a while, as they get older and mature, they settle down and become calmer. But to make someone do that too soon can have deleterious effects on the body. And it made her lymphatic system vulnerable. So now if she sits too much, she gets all jammed up. But there's also the emotions, still the emotions that have a tendency, the habitual emotions of resentment over the suppression. Resentment over having to sit still, having to sit still. Okay, sit still, you know, stop wiggling, you know, stop moving, sit still. Pay attention. Don't run around. You see, that kind of thing. Now, everybody at some point in their life has to learn how to be disciplined and sit still. That's what they teach you in school. That's the major thing they teach you in school. Okay, sit in your desk. Don't move. Pay attention. Don't fall asleep. She was always falling asleep in class. So the teachers would call on her to wake her up. If you're a high energy person, it's really difficult. Because the high energy got her body system used to active lymph. She got lymph dominant. And then it was shut down. Everyone has a lot of lymphatic action. And it's required for survival. It's required for longevity. If you didn't have good lymph function, you would be in pain continuously, everywhere. When the lymph gets blocked up, you start getting achy. Do you know after you exercise and so on, you can get that, you know, crampy achiness in your muscles, the lactic acid buildup? That's lymph. And that, you know, after a while, it'll go away. But people with fibromyalgia, for example, their lymphatic systems can be totally messed up. They can have fungi and bacteria and weird stuff in there, keeping it from draining properly. And they can also have so much, and so it creates a lot of pain. Well, when you have pain, do you want to move? Not really. And so it creates a cycle. So you have fatigue, so you don't want to move, and then you have pain, you don't want to move, and then that just keeps it going. We cannot overstress the importance of movement. The body is made to move. It's a relative recent invention, this computer, you know. Your bodies haven't evolved to sit at a computer terminal. We don't care how ergonomic the chair is. Your body's still not programmed to sit all day and into the night. Your hand is not programmed to work a mouse. You know? You get repetitive motion disorder. Wonder why. It's not meant to continuously do the click, 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 click. Typists get, you know, carpal tunnel. A lot of this has to do with holding the body and forcing it into certain positions and restraining its free and varied movements. If you're going to live long, your body's going to require varied movements, different kinds of movements That's why stretching is really nice. You stretch this, you stretch all directions. You need every kind of movement, right? And stretching, the muscles stretch and the lymph starts moving, right? You need to stretch. You need to stretch with your torso. You need to stretch with your legs. People think they're getting great exercise by bicycling. Well, yeah, for the lower half. Yeah, maybe. But look at the position that some bicyclists are having. They're all bent over, right, like this, and their heads up like this. Now, if you do a lot of bike riding, you know, the body's not going to like that. If you were standing up and you were in that position with your head, you'd be going around like this all the time. Body's not meant to hold the head at that angle. It can create problems with the neck, create structural problems. So just be aware. Don't do the same position too long, okay? If you're going to ride bicycles, don't think that's all the exercise you need. Because you may not be exercising enough of your upper body. You need exercise that works everything. Swimming is one of the very best exercises. Why? Because it's low impact. So you don't get the repetitive motion disorder thing, which comes with a resistance to something. And you get to use fluid movements. And you get to move virtually everything. Virtually every muscle in your body gets worked at some point. And it's rhythmic in a beautiful way, in a kind of a ballet, a graceful way. The body enjoys the feeling of water too. And being that lymphatic is a water system, when you are actually in water, the lymphatic system gets happy. You ever notice how good you feel when you go swim in the ocean? That salty water. Salt is really a wondrous thing. We would never, ever suggest that people stay on highly salt-restricted diets. It can screw up your digestive system after a while really badly. The reason that people put on low-salt diets is because certain blood pressure medications react with it. If you're not on a medication, it will probably make very little difference. But it can help your adrenal glands if you're tired. Get some of the Celtic or sea salt and drink a little bit in the morning, salt water in the morning. Your adrenals will thank you for it. But the lymphatic system, a water-based system, needs you to be hydrated. So you need to drink enough water. You know, there's always been this thing about, you know, drink so much water per body weight. 1 ounce of water for every 2 ounces of body weight, something like that. 2 pounds of body weight, yes. That would have been a lot of water. Oh, especially if you're overweight. My gosh. Okay, bring the tanker up here. Okay. All right. So, and we would suggest that it should still be that, even though there's been some scientists who come out and say, oh, you don't need nearly that much water. Well, that's because they've observed, quote-unquote, normal people on the aging program who don't drink nearly that much water and seem to do just fine. They seem to do just fine. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you drink a lot of water, you've got to have minerals. You've got to have enough salt and mineral salts. Your body needs electrolytes. Your water system needs electrolytes. It helps with your digestion. It helps your lymphatics. And the lymphatics gets very involved in the digestion, empty into that digestion to help you eliminate. So a lot of what you're eliminating comes from the toxins from the cells through the lymph, dumped into the digestive system, into the intestines and out. You also have connections between your lymphatic system and, ta-da, your liver. It's all interconnected. But water is so powerful as a healer. You can heal even sometimes major diseases with just water. There's an old system that they used to have these in certain like sanitariums and places like that in Europe back in the turn of the previous century. And they'd wrap you in hot towels and then plunge you into cold, you know, and back into hot and back into cold, back into hot, and this will kick the body back in between different water temperatures. Saunas that are water-based saunas, not the dry saunas, but the humid saunas, steam saunas. Phenomenal healers. It's water as a healer. Because an exercise as a healer, between exercise and water, your body compensates for emotions you're not processing. Okay, now you can not process every emotion of the day and you'll be okay as long as you drink enough water and you flush stuff out, you get your exercise, you get your lymphatics going and so on and so on. Exercise compensates for emotions that are stuffed. That's why it's so important not to sit that long. You don't know how much motion you have stuck in there. Some of you are just loaded. And you can't tell unless you're sensitive to the flow of your lymph. Unless you can, some of you can actually feel it when you get kind of low again, you get a slightly achy, and you realize, oh, okay, what is it? I got to exercise more. And that's why people lose weight best when they can be on an exercise program. Because it helps, if they're processing their emotions, of course, it works really well because it will process the emotions out of the body along with the emotional, mental processing. If you have something you want to release out of your body, exercise, movement helps release it. I mean, the popularity of yoga attests a lot to the sense of putting the body in different positions which activate different muscles, which activate different energies, which clear out different emotions. It's you know, come from a long, long way of development over some centuries to get to what yoga is today. And, of course, now it's kind of been taken over as a fad. And you're seeing a lot of people getting injured with it, actually, now. And you have all sorts of different kinds of exercise programs, like Pilates and so forth, in which you go and you work certain muscle groups and so on. If you were aware of what muscle groups you're working on, you can also be aware that whatever chakra area you're near, whatever muscles you're working with, whatever chakra you're working with, you can also do some other mental emotional releases with it and get far better results. Because you will build strength faster if you release the toxins and the resistance. The lymphatic system is a toxic release system. It in a sense, activates and works with digestion and elimination. But one of the most important things you can do for your body is to detox it periodically. Put yourself through detox. When you detox your body, you start with your eliminative system, digestion, elimination, detoxing there. That helps activate the lymph. And if you can get the lymph sped up, then you can start and detox organs like the liver and the kidney and so on with flushes and certain nutritional things that help clean them, flush them. And then after that, you know, also massage. Therapy helps you detox. Massage therapy helps release lymph. It gets lymph moving. So if somehow or another you're not capable of exercising, like for some reason you don't your body hurts or your structure is inhibitive and it's difficult to exercise, we would highly recommend massage. That could at least get the lymph moving, get it moving. Right? Detox periodically. Flush it out. Extra liquids, flush. Flush out toxins. The body likes releases. So it'll be happy to do that. There's toxins stored in the muscles. There's toxins stored everywhere in your body. Your body is very inventive in figuring out where to put toxins. Toxins, of course, resulting from vulnerabilities, allergies, resistances that you have emotionally, mentally, and physically. All the systems, these four systems work together like the four elements to come into balance. Now, you know a lot about chakras, right? Everyone knows about chakra system. We're going to just describe it very briefly because part of our meditation today is we're going to do a lot of energy healing on you. And we're going to work on those four systems for you. The chakra system is one of the ways that your body organizes its energies of motivations. And so when you want to clear something and you have an issue in a part of your body, you want to look to the chakra system and you want to look to which system, the whether it's lymphatic, immune, endocrine or nervous system that is most affected. Even if it's in your circulatory system or it is in your digestive eliminative system, you want to look to one of these four systems when you're looking to longevity, when you're looking for balance, long-term flow of health. The chakra system is traditionally used as seven chakras. The root chakra, which is at the coccyx, generally the energy is red. That is an energy of survival. It's an energy of, and it has to do with the bowels and the cleansings. It has to do with legs. It has to do with this lower area of the body. The sacrum, but mostly legs and eliminative system. Some of it has to do with adrenals because adrenals have to do with fight or flight and it has to do with survival. And the adrenals are your survival organs, right? Now, a chakra is a vortex. And this vortex enables you to communicate between your physical body and etheric levels and other dimensions. You don't have a clue how many dimensions you can actually connect with through your chakras because you're in a culture that's scientific and doesn't believe in anything but the physical body. So very often it's a kind of a stretch of the imagination for most people just to go with chakras. The idea of chakras as ideas of vortices. But they can be registered. They have instruments now that can actually register chakras. So now science is admitting, okay, all right, you have these vortices. All right, you have chakras. So reluctantly. You have to have the measuring instruments first before they all admit that it's there. But the chakras, the root chakra, it's a vortex that goes down to the earth, grounding. All right. Second chakra is a sacral chakra, sexual organ chakra. And has a lot to do with your self-image as a man or a woman, your sexual energy, your creative generation. Third chakra is in the just right around the stomach, can be even below the stomach in the duodenum. That's a place where the digestion really begins in the small intestines, right beneath the stomach. This is about will, about your power, and that kind of thing. And it has to do with your gut level of emotion. That's where you know things in your gut. You just know it. It's there. There is a power in that. So there's a certain amount of will and power that's right there. And if your power is ripped away from you, you will feel as somebody hit you with a fist right in your stomach. If you're shocked and thrown off balance by any event, any circumstance emotionally, bang, your solar plexus can get really hit and you can feel really nauseous, upset, and tight. A lot of anger, gets stashed in this area between the stomach ulcers, anger that goes on and on and on, chronic resentment, anger and hostility. And then in the intestines, anger can get stuck in the intestines, inflammation, irritable bowel, things like that. This is all third chakra stuff, right? Fourth chakra, heart, green. Oh, third chakra is yellow. Fourth chakra is green, traditional color. Some people see it as pink as well. This is the balancing chakra of the three lower chakras, and there are three more to go. And this is kind of the center, the pivot point. The heart has to do with attachment, has to do with love, and the thymus gland of the immune system is right there. So what better message do you have than love builds your immune system? It's right there next to the heart, the thymus gland, the center of the immune system. So immune system, love, attachment, giving, receiving, that kind of thing right there. Throat chakra, the base of the throat right in the notch. Blue is a traditional color for this. This has to do with expression. It has to do with a will of intent and being able to hold your own will of intent. It's a little different from this will. This is a will to be able to make your own choices, but this one is the will, which is a third chakra, and the fifth chakra here is the will of intent, which means that you are taking the power to carry out your intentions. If you're blocked and you're not allowed to do what you want to do, this shuts down here. If you can't speak up, if you have to keep it zipped, throat chakra gets shut down. Thyroid. Too many duties, obligations. You cannot follow through on doing what you want to do. Shut down. This one is the narrowest, kind of the smallest and most intense one of them all. And it's easiest between the fifth chakra and the third chakra to drain power. That's why when you look at what drains out of your energy field, we were looking at that on a previous night workshop, that leaking out of your energy field is from one, it's where power leaks out. It's either in the third chakra or the fifth chakra. It's where you give your power away somehow. And the fourth chakra is also involved in that as a balance in between those. Sixth chakra, third eye, right at the top of the nose, in between the eyebrows. You've seen this pictured in Asian Hindu mythology, you see, and the Indian people wearing a little, that's right. What's it called?
Vindhi.
Vindhi, yes, okay, right there. A little color. A little spot right there. And when you go to your guru, the guru will bless you and put a little something, a sacred powder on you or something on you, right? A little white or something. Maybe draw a stripe up to the crown chakra above. But the third eye, that's your visionary self. That's the self that sees the future. That's the self that looks at what you desire, what you want, and imagines and dreams. Your imagination. It is called the Agni chakra, the ruling chakra, because if you get mind-ridden and you make your mind rules your body and you get very mental in your decision-making process, rational, logical, this chakra can get overwrought. And a lot of people who worry and are over-riddled with mental concerns and worries and fears about the future, you should see what their sixth chakra looks like. It's a mess. We have a couple of clients that we have to like operate on the sixth chakra every time we talk to them because they're always worried. and when you worry, what does your imagination show you? All the endless possibilities of what could go wrong, right? And we have to teach them how to keep trying to remind them, you know, you can imagine things going well. What a concept, huh? What a novel idea. But if you want that chakra to be in balance, you have to imagine good things. And crown chakra. Crown chakra is not fully in the body. It looks like it goes up. A funnel kind of that goes up. Balancing the one at the root that goes down. And this one is a connection to your unseen friends, to your spirit helpers, to God, Goddess, all that is, soul, whatever. It is a link to the divine. When you do astral travel or soul travel, such as Ekankar and Sat Mat, and some of those in which you meditate yourself through the planes, you go into, by meditation, you go into your pineal, and from there you go through a channel through the pituitary and whoop up. And so in your if you're in meditation and you find yourself going on a little loop into a little valley, whoop, and then going up and out on the other side, that is a visual of the passageway between sixth chakra and seventh chakra as you exit your body. And at time of death, especially for you, when you have a joyous death, yes, a celebratory death, like we introduced you to yesterday, the idea of having a fantastic death, by the way, we want to mention as an aside, that you showed up to watch your future self die. And you might have wondered, why aren't there a whole bunch of people sitting by the bedside crying, right? Well, because your future self probably had a party that lasted for about 3 to 5 days, and everybody that came over and played and hugged and laughed and shared and ran old movies and said goodbye and wish you well on your next adventure, and you had a really good time. Okay. So don't get an imprint, oh gosh, I'm going to die alone. But at time of death, the more conscious you are, the more aware you will be of being able to go through that particular channel and out. And you will not lose consciousness. Most people go through the tunnel of light and they get to hit the other side and then they have to go and rest somewhere. They have wonderful hospitals on the other side. The nursing homes on the other side are so brightly lit. Actually, they look like more like temples. And they're absolutely exquisite with perfumed air that is healing. Now there's aromatherapy for you. And beautiful fountains and running water and healing waters and beautiful lights and music. Rapturous music. And you lie there for a while, you heal. You're just so happy. And then you let go of all the cares of your life. Right? So that passageway, very important. And also, if you're going to receive from God, Goddess, all that is, or from any of your friends, crew, or anyone, you need to open that channel and keep it open up there. Electromagnetic fields can close it accidentally. So if you go under big power lines, just after you pass a big power line or something, you're driving in the road, you can maybe even feel a little achiness up there. Sometimes you have a headache when it closes up. And if you have a headache, just before you figure out anything else, just take your index finger, put your hand over your crown chakra, pointing at it, and just spin it clockwise. Oh, okay. Open again. And just you can take care of your chakras that way. If you feel that you can't talk, you have a sore throat, you're coughing, spin your throat chakra. Same way, point at it, little rotation. If you feel like you got something stuck in your throat, something needs to come out, spin it counterclockwise. You know, pull it out. Psychic surgeons can often do it that way. Now, the reason we mention the chakra system is because it's an organizer of energies. And your systems work with the chakra systems to make sure that the information from your emotional body and your mental body and is correlated with your physical body. It's a wonderful, very complex system. And so when we do work on people energetically, we make sure that their chakras are lined up, that there are not blocks there, you know, move the energies there. Sometimes it will also balance the rest of you. So later on we will be doing that. Who would like to ask a question?
Hey, Alexis, it's Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
How are you? You're good. Okay, so I want to talk to you about my healing process because I feel like I've reached a plateau and I don't quite know how to get past it. You know, I've come a certain, since my stroke, I've come a certain distance and I kind of want to keep going and I don't quite know how to do it. So I need some help.
All right. Okay, so talk to us about your healing process then. What is it? What do you perceive it as being? I mean, how are you seeing what you're doing as a healing process? What are you doing about it? What is your healing work that you're doing?
Well, I've been hitting it from all levels, you know, physical, mental, emotional. You know, you're talking about the crown chakra. So actually, when I had my biopsy, they actually went in and cut that part of my body. That's where the biopsy was. Right on my crown chakra. That's where my little scar is. I have a little plate over there, a little titanium plate. It's kind of interesting. I hadn't actually thought about it until now. I've done a whole bunch of stuff. I've done hyperbaric oxygen therapy for months and months and months, and nutritional, IV, you know, glutathione, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know it was a spiritual crisis. It was about that, about not focusing on that aspect of my life enough. You know, externally focused, not mm-hmm. instead of internally focused.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been working more on that aspect of things.
All right.
Know, trying to open up to the different, to all the different things that are out there.
All right. All right. So what we would like you to look for at this point is what is the advantage or benefit of your condition?
The benefit, you know, you're talking about exercise and all that type of stuff. I mean, I was like a complete maniac. I did that stuff. I would spend hours a day.
And you needed to because you weren't processing your emotions at that time.
I was running them off.
Mm-hmm. But now?
Well, now because I can't move around externally as much, I have to be more internal.
All right. So are you perceiving that as a benefit for yourself now? Or are you perceiving that as, okay, grudgingly, I have to do that now?
Do you know what the benefit is? The benefit is that now I have to focus on myself instead of focusing on everything else. You know, I've had to make myself the priority.
Yes.
Instead of the business and, you know, other people.
All right,
people.
Now, have you gotten to the place of really loving yourself now?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
I'd say more.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Brazil for 3 weeks, and I was, you know, just with a couple of friends of mine. So I was kind of on the loose there. And the thing that I came back with was I could really see how much I liked myself. I loved myself. I saw a deeper appreciation for myself.
Very good.
You know, I liked who I was.
Good.
When you meet a lot of people, I mean, I met people from all over the world, and when you meet people and you're out of your own environment, you get to see yourself in a different light.
Yeah.
And I could really see how much I loved myself.
Good, good. And now, what do you perceive that your global work is? What do you want to do for the planet? What do you want to do for consciousness? What's your role in it?
I recently had a psychic clearing, and the woman I had been with was telling me how I was a healer of sorts, and I needed to figure out what my modality was. And I think that's true. I just don't know in what aspect yet.
All right. What do you see out there that strikes you that needs healing terribly that you are healing?
You mean that I'm healing in myself? Or?
Mm-hmm. What needs healing out there that you're healing in yourself, that you're realizing so important to you? And then you look out there and you see, my gosh, look at them. They're wandering around lost, you know, like I was or whatever. Or they are suffering like I was. What is that?
Well, definitely a disconnection, you know, not feeling connected to the bigger picture, you know, to source and all that.
All right. And connecting to the bigger picture and to source, what has that done for you? Do you feel healed on that level?
I don't feel like I'm all the way there. I feel like I have a ways to go still.
All right. Can you allow yourself to be there? That it's good enough where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's just my little A-type personality that always strives for more.
A-type personalities. All right. That dopamine just gets them every time. Dopamine. All right. Well, you know, it's really interesting that sometimes when a person suffers a disability, and these are the people that you admire more than anyone, are the people who turn it into a catalyst for their mission. And in a sense, what we're picking up from your body, as your body went on a sit-down strike, literally, for you, mm-hmm. It says, I'm going to provide the perfect environment so that Michelle can activate her life work. Look at what happened, you know, when, what is his name, Steve Reeve? Chris Reeve got injured. Look at what he created. Mm-hmm. Look at the what awareness he created in people. And then look at the brilliance of someone like Stephen Hawking who can't even write with his hand. He's so immobilized. And yet he's one of the most brilliant people on the planet. You see, your body is saying, okay, I'm going to provide the opportunity for you to find something that has meaning and significance for you, that is your mission, that is something that gives your heart a tremendous satisfaction, a way to not just only to show your love for yourself, but also to love others. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, there's going to be healing in it. We agree. There's healing with it. But you and your body are still not happy with each other yet. You're still saying, no, it's not going to be okay until I'm fully functional. So you're setting a pressure on the body. And the body says, well, up yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to see our position, you know, if you're listening on CD. It's like we're arms crossed, sitting back, looking serious. Yes, okay. You see, so first of all, accept that your body may not want to improve at this point. That we know that's a hard one. We're not saying it won't. But right now, you and it are in a standoff or a sit down. You understand what we're saying?
I do.
All right. Because you have a standard you're applying to it, and it's resisting you full force. So the first thing to do here is to accept your body. And accept that, okay, body, you've made your point. All right, let's work together now. Okay, so you're not ready to walk and run and do all that kind of stuff. So, okay, let's talk. Let's get some work done then. Let's do some beautiful work. Let's do some healing work. Let's do some love. Let's get some love going. Get to the place to where you're okay, even if your body never improves. And then the body will get out of its strike. And you may be able to improve, and maybe not. But you have to come to an acceptance place of it. You have to get rid of the rest of the slave driver in there. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. You are so attached to the slave driver. Mm-hmm. Because you love the champion of performance. But that's not your mission. And when you get to the place where you're okay, you're really okay with where you're at. You don't push anymore. You don't drive anymore. You still do whatever you need to do for move your body, whatever you can do, massages. Continue the healing work. Continue what you're doing. But the attitude now is that you're accepting that what you're doing is enabling the body, to the lymphatic systems, for example, to function better, to the nervous system to balance, to get yourself into what balance and flow you can at this point, and that this may be it. And once you see that, and once you can be there as that maybe this is a gift as well. Maybe this really is the best at this moment for me, and it's okay, and I'm all right, and I'm at peace with it, and body, you're okay, and I love you, and we'll work together now. Let's sit down, have a nice, long, quiet chat, and we'll work together, and we'll put together a mission where I am so fully empowered and so joyous and so loving that I'm healing and you're healing, and we can heal others just by touching them, just by putting our light on them. You'll find miracles can happen. You understand? Mm-hmm. But your vision, your dream was tainted by the self, by your young adult self.
Do you mean my old vision?
The old vision. Mm-hmm. Well, the vision you have right now has still got some of that in it. When you let go of the slave driver, you let go of all of that perception of what is right and true and what is good and bad and what is important and what it should be and the way it should be and the way you hope it be, and it will be really great if and when and all that. Well, and you'll be back in the present. Now, for keeping your crown chakra open, we would suggest that you do this technique we were talking about, pointing at the crown chakra. Now, we know that there's a titanium plate in there. So what you're going to have to do, you're going to do something that most people don't ever get around to do until they get to be like gurus or something. And that is, you're going to have to expand your crown chakra so big that it goes all the way around the top of your head. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to receive like crazy. Can you handle it?
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where I'm going.
Yeah, that's where you're going. And that's going to be absolutely vital for your mission. Pointing it at your head. Spinning clockwise. Every now and then, you may feel a resistance, even in that plate, in that area, where the scar is and where the little damage is done. When you feel that, point to it and spin counterclockwise. And with a sucking breath, pull it out. And then exhale it out. You see? Mm-hmm. Because the energy can get stuck in there. Metal attracts energies. Like your jewelry. Jewelry attracts energies. Every now and then you need to clean your jewelry energetically. Otherwise, you're maybe carrying around somebody else's suffering. You never know what you're carrying around. Metal just holds stuff. All right?
So if I want to develop that psychic intuitive part of myself, that's the way, huh?
Mm-hmm. You might end up finding that just having that plate and the scar there kicking you into creating a larger crown chakra enables you to make major leaps in that direction. Mm-hmm. All right?
That's encouraging.
All right. Yeah, we know it's discouraging because we know that your young adult self, the one who is the idealistic one, mm-hmm. is really upset at you. Mm-hmm. Just upset at you. You've messed up her dream. You messed up her reality. She's never going to be able to get her peak performance ever. You screwed it up. Mm-hmm. So she's pissed at you. So go and give her everything she needs and say, goodbye. Thank you. Here's everything you want. Don't come into my life. I'm the adult. I'm the current self. I'll take care of it from here on. And give yourself a new vision. Okay? Mm-hmm. That does not include major achievements. And it needs to be focused on love. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know what we're talking about.
I do.
All right. All right.
Thanks, Alexis.
You're welcome. Next.
Hi, Alexis. It's Brett.
Oh, you again.
Yeah, I know.
All right, dear one.
I've enjoyed this a lot. This has been a great, great weekend.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I have to do a little preamble on this to ask the question. So, our bodies are electrical patterns, projections from our unconscious, conscious, subconscious minds.
Yes.
And being a builder of tools, and I like tools, any activity in the body, is it possible that the electrical output of the body, you can actually measure or get a hint of what's going on in the body in terms of hormone balance, in terms of other things?
Mm-hmm,
that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you could actually interpret that signal and develop tools so people could look at, in a sense, a pattern that can be interpreted as, oh, this is a relationship without being invasive to the body.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. They're already in development, and there's some that are really already there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's most of the question, because I was looking for things that are better feedback, because we stuff our emotions. Sometimes we don't really know until much later, like, oh, now I'm in physical pain, or now I'm in this. It'd be nice to have early on feedback, say, wow, I'm out of balance here.
Well, you know, if you feel that you have difficulty with the early on feedback, it means that you need to start watching for emotions, for example.
Just about basically how I feel.
Yes, start anticipating it, start looking at it, start, several times of the day, pause. Okay, what's going on emotionally? You have a tendency not to pay attention to it until it shouts at you.
Yes.
So pause, feel, okay. Because you see, emotions are a very powerful orientation tool. And they will give you messages at very early stages. And sometimes the messages they give you are going to be almost psychic, just intuitive, just drops in, And you have a good intuition. You can open that up more, of course. But that's where you get connected before symptoms happen or before, you know, unpleasant things start showing up. Just start getting more present with your emotions, listening to them a bit more. That'll bring you into balance a lot more. Because what you do is that you do what a lot of people do in order to get into balance. You wait for the message, and then you process it.
Yeah.
But which means that by the time you get the message, you're out of balance.
Yes.
All right? So basically you go out of balance, work back into balance, go trucking along. Oh, I'm out of balance, work back into balance, go trucking along, you know, exactly. And so on and so on. And in a sense, what that tends to do is create pulses in the flow. Instead of being really flowing, it kind of flows and then it kind of stagnates. And then you kind of like jerk it and push it back. And, oh, okay. And it starts to move again.
Exactly. Yes.
Right? So, and it's good that you can do it, you know. But it's like you're just right after the fact. You're always following after it. And it requires way more processing than you need to do.
True.
You see, because if you get the message at the beginning, you don't, you just make a choice. You feel, you make a choice. Okay, you're done. Later on, then you have to figure out, okay, what was going on and what's this and how do I get back into balance and what do I need to release and I need to do blah, 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 blah. And, oh, and this ties into that belief and this, blah, blah, blah. And so you can get really stuck into kind of a bigger matrix because it gets lodged there in order to create enough symptomology to get your attention. By that time, you have more work to do. But that you even can do this is like better than 99% of people who wait until they really get ill and then they don't get the message. Yeah. And their processing is incomplete.
So, like Michelle here, this to me is part of the great work for myself.
For you, yes. Mm-hmm. For you to be in balance. And you will feel it as kind of like a drumbeat of ecstasy when you get there. Because you're so close. Your awareness is so, you have so much awareness, it's just you haven't expanded to include that piece.
Yeah.
But you've got so much else going on. When you get that piece, that's the key piece for the ecstasy, for the joy, for the exhilaration of being.
Yeah.
And you know that there are times when you are so high just being.
Yes.
It's so wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, being alive. You know? And you know everything's like pumping really great. That's when you're in harmony, you're in balance. You're in flow. You know when you're in flow. Boy, do you feel it. You go with it when you're with flow. All right? So when you get this piece in, you see, as soon as you start to see that the flow or the joy is diminished, you can find it already. Before it sludges, before it gets stuck anywhere, before anything, pain shows up, before anything happens. You can sense it. You can attach a red flag to it. You can have a subconscious monitor that will come up every now and then and whisper, something's out of balance. And you can, what? And you'll feel, and the feeling will take you somewhere in your perception. Oh, okay. All right, that's what I see that. Yes, I choose that. And you're done. It doesn't have to be a hard process. Once you get yourself up and running, once you get yourself into that consciousness. It's really empowering and it's exhilarating. And of course, what that does is reinforce your love of life.
Yeah.
So, of course, your immune system kicks in and you're exhilarated and you're happy and your emotions start to move and then you're, you know, more. And so your lymphatic system stays up and then you're happy and in ecstasy and so your endocrine system stays up. And then you're connecting with something greater and you're just feeling really alive and so your nervous system's awake and you're like going. Now, some people heard us say that. We heard you. Some of you say, oh yeah, that's far away. No, it isn't. We're not going to name names. So it's not that far away. It's kind of like being, see, if you love your life, you stay more present with it. And you stay in your power with it. You're in choice and you're loving yourself and you're loving your life and you're looking forward, anticipating adventures and you got a good dream that you're heading towards and things are good. Your health will come together with that too. So things will just be moving harmoniously, harmoniously, harmoniously. And there comes a point where the maintenance is very small, very small. Because most of you listening to us, have a tendency to identify with the creative personality. Just have a tendency to do that. All right? And the creative personality really has a tough time with maintenance.
Yes.
It's like, what a bear, maintenance. Well, you were really not constructed by your choice, by your design, to have to spend all your time maintaining yourself. You know, your consensus reality believes such because the consensus reality has emerged from an ancient consensus reality of the early human, in which survival, and you can see this in other parts of the world, where survival is it. You survive during the day, and then you go to bed at night, get up, survive some more, go to bed, and you don't get anywhere further than that. But you see, you chose a lifetime where you had a bigger sense of purpose. There was more to it. And you knew that not only was there more to it, but you weren't going to stop until you got to God. God is all that is. You weren't going to stop. Now, when you get to that spiritual path and you feel really in harmony and you're working on yourself and with a lot of love and you've gotten rid of the judgment, the maintenance eases up. See, most of the maintenance comes from having to dismantle negative limiting beliefs, judgments, constrictions, fears, emotions you're holding on to. That's the maintenance stuff, is clearing that stuff and getting yourself reoriented. Because your reorientation has in the past been to the consensus reality aging model, which has been appropriate to your age, what at your age you should be doing. And for some of you, a lot of it has just been maintaining. And you don't like that. You know, and you didn't come to be driven by the consensus, but you automatically and subconsciously have tended in the past to fall back on collective programs which require you to continuously to push certain aspects of yourself out of the way so that you could focus on maintenance. And when you really bring all the pieces of yourself back together into unification and you can see how things work in balance and you don't have all the limitations to kind of work through and slog through and figure things out, and you don't have to go always all the time back to your child self and do mommy daddy stuff and blah, 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 blah. You're going to find that you're just ooching. You're just kind of just doing a little honing here and there, a little this and a little that and a little that. It starts to get really fun. Maintenance is like, it gets to be about 2% of your energy. Where right now, some of you, your maintenance goes up to about 80% of your energy. That doesn't leave you very much to do your spiritual work, your creative work. Some of you are getting it down there, though. And that's really beautiful. And to the extent that you get that maintenance down and you really are able to maintain a certain amount level of balance and flow, is a level of ecstasy that you'll feel in your moment-by-moment life. Now, we're not, like when we talked with Elizabeth, we talked about, you know, these high peak experiences, and you do integrate the ecstasy into your life to where it becomes natural for you to feel ecstatic. So you don't perceive ecstasy. You're just kind of like blissed out and just, you know, trucking along. And that becomes your normal, ordinary state. You're very free. And every now and then, if you pause and reflect, you realize, wow, I am so free. I am so high. Life is so good. And you can be grateful and in that gratitude for what a wonderful life you have, re-energize your love of your life and your mission and things that you want to do and the things that are going to give you your peak experience of who you are. These are your reference points, not what other people think or what you should be doing or what the duties are. The reference point is how focused and how directed are you in your flow towards your peak experience of self. So, see, you have times where you are definitely there, dear one.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so integrating the emotional, just lift you to another level of flow with it. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to make an attempt to do a third one. And we're going to see if we can do it rather quickly.
Hi, Alexis. It's Jane.
Hello, Jane.
This is really...
See, this is one of the extraordinary ones we were talking about.
Thank you. I was trying to hide and be invisible back here yesterday.
We saw that.
In fact,
you're hiding behind...
Yeah, it was busted. I did think it was funny because that was true. I mean, I even thought it consciously. It's like, oh, good, I'm going to go be cozy and comfy in the back, and I can just kind of like hide here a little bit. And it's like, hi, Jane. You know.
Yeah, hi, Jane.
It was lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I so feel your presence. This has been totally mind-blowing to me in this weekend, more than I expected. And especially what I've been letting in is your presence in the evenings and the impact of that, because I've been in a really tough place and not even aware of how stuck I was. Like that freeze thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I was in the big freeze, and that's one thing I want to talk about. But I was so aware of the shift yesterday morning and this morning with your energy and whatever you were working with, and I really thank you for that, and especially just like all through my body, I mean, everywhere, just all levels, just aware of it, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I definitely, the freeze was a big part, but I think I really need help in releasing and letting go.
All right. Well, you know how to get out of a freeze.
That's what I would like to.
Well, that's a really good question because we didn't mention it, did we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We mentioned the example of the little fawn freezing. And you notice that animals do this in nature. If they sense danger, they become absolutely motionless. Not a flicker of movement, nothing. Totally, completely motionless, yes? It's just amazing. And some of them can hold it for hours if they sense danger. The little fawn trained to hold itself motionless for hours. The lion comes, sniff the fawn, walk off. Eventually, when the fawn realizes that danger is past, it is no longer around, what does the fawn do? It shakes, it trembles, mm-hmm. It vibrates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then it gets up and it shakes, and it shakes, and it shakes, and it shakes, and trembles and shakes, and trembles and shakes, and trembles and shakes, and shakes, 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 shakes. And then it just trots off as if nothing happened. All right. Now, what does that mean, translated? Okay. What that means is that you need to wake up your systems. Mm-hmm. You need to wake up your body. The body went to sleep.
Yeah.
Right. And there's several ways to wake up the body. You wake up the body with beautiful, positive stimulation. Not alarm clocks, you know. Of course. Anyone who's done the freeze, well, even others, but even people who do the freeze particularly hate alarm clocks because it means that they're going to have to force their body to move. And you want your body to want to move. Your body wants to move in its natural state, but if it's frozen, it doesn't. It doesn't want to move. It doesn't want to budge. It feels it's still not safe enough to move. So you want to give it stimulus that tells your body it's safe. Yeah. It's okay. It's safe to come out and play. All right. So we'd suggest in the morning, for example, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do, play some beautiful music. Mm-hmm. Music you love. Now, don't turn on the TV and listen to bad news.
Right.
Your body says, oops, I'm moving too soon. I need to go freeze again. Give it something just wonderful. Nurture it. Pamper it. Do something wonderful. to let it know it's safe, it's safe, it's safe, it's safe. Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. First thing. And then, you know, maybe beautiful colors. What colors you really love when you see them or combinations of colors, that just looks so beautiful. Maybe you bought a beautiful scarf because it had gorgeous colors, right? Something like that. Put it by the bed. So that when you wake up, you see something of beauty. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. This just is so energizing for the body. And also, as we said earlier, something that you want to do, really want to do, that's fun for you to do. Mm-hmm. Slot that first. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe you have to go to the bathroom and maybe you have to drink some water, maybe you have to do that, you know. But as soon as you're ready, slot in something really, really fun. And if you don't think that there's really anything fun you can do, you need to sit down and think about it, dream it, imagine it, and put some work into it until you can figure out what would be something fun to do. So, because if you're frozen, a lot of times it freezes the joy too.
Yeah.
And so you don't really know what's fun for you. Yeah. You don't know what you would have joy with. So you have to look back into your past before the freeze. Okay, before the freeze, what did I do for joy and fun? What gave me a lift? And then do a contemporary version of it, an updated version. And it only needs to be 15 minutes or so. Just something. Just a hit of something pleasurable. See, a lot of people who are early risers actually look forward to getting up and seeing the dawn and having a cup of coffee and sitting there by the window or something. A little ritual that they just love. They just love their little morning ritual. And they pet the cat and they smell the wonderful smell of the coffee or the tea or whatever it is. You know, they have the little rituals, things that evoke a good nostalgic feeling and also a joyous, optimistic feeling. You see? So find your ritual. Something that gives you pleasure. And then finally, as a deliberate message to your body that the freeze is over, tremble, shake. Just get up and just do this. Just like that.
Yeah. And then okay? Move out some of that energy in my body.
Yeah, and jump around and jerk and jump and blah, blah, blah. You don't have to. Don't make it regimented. Don't organize it. Just let energy move. Okay, and after a while of doing this, a few days, a few weeks, we don't know how long it will take, your body will come out of the freeze.
Good. Thank you.
It could be a big lease on life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to go get there. That's right. All right, now, we ask you to bear with us. We're going to take you on a brief meditation before lunch so that you don't go to lunch too late, right? What? Find a comfortable position. We're going to take you through a energy balance, alignment, and flow establishment. It's something that you could do every day if you wanted. Just to get your energy going, just to get your systems in alignment, to get yourself nice and happy. So let yourself now, settling in, closing your eyes, drawing those curtains of privacy about you. And feel your body. Just sense yourself resting in your body. Just resting in your body. And sense the mood of your body. Is your body happy with you? Is your body sad? Frustrated? Is your body in bliss? Is your body tense? Just feel your body. And whatever your body is experiencing, and whatever your body is telling you, love it. Have compassion. In your imagination, just appreciate it. Respect it as your partner. I appreciate you, body. I love you, body. Thank you for working with me this lifetime on this particular aspect of myself and on this particular joyous mission and adventure. Thank you, body, for being with me. I apologize for all the times I've judged you, for all the abuse I've handed down to you, all the pressures and demands I've loaded upon you, all the emotions I've insisted you carry, way past the time of their due release. I'm sorry about that. I love you and I appreciate you and I'm grateful that you have come with me this far. And we're on this adventure together. And I ask that you help me be a good partner for you. Help me hear you before you go into pain. Help me listen to you before you shut down, before you create problems for both of us. I appreciate your feedback and I'll be watching it. I'll be more receptive. Bear with me. It may take me a while or not. So, body, let's have a good day. Shall we? Let's get into balance and flow. Are you willing? Listen to what your body says. Is it willing to be in balance and flow with you? Has it just been waiting for you to come along and offer that to it? Or does it say, wait a minute, before we do that, I've got an agenda for you. You've got to finish this and that. We've got to process that feeling and that situation. What does your body say? Is there any resistance? Can you feel underneath all of this communication the love your body has for you? Can you feel its dedication to you? Can you feel its enthusiasm for participating with you in your adventures and your missions? See if you can sense how it has wanted to support you and wanted to work with you for so long. You can understand that it has certain needs too, as a partner. Ask, body, what do I need to do for you so that you feel respected and loved and you can heal? You can heal this aging longevity thing. What do you need from me, so that we can go into beautiful balance and flow together? Listen. Thank the body. And ask the body now, can I do a little energy work for us? Would that be all right with you? And notice how your body is willing. You've listened to it. You've listened to its complaints. You've listened to its input. You've respected it. It may say, well, what do you intend to do about the conditions I mentioned before? So let the body know you're willing to put yourself and the body into an exploration, an adventure, in which the body can get what it needs. And you will give that to me on a daily basis or frequently enough. Basically, make a commitment to your body that you're going to support it as it supports you, so that together the two of you can function as one in harmony, in unity, in union, in oneness. Because when you are in oneness together and in harmony together, you will both flow. The energies will flow. The magic will open. So begin. Begin by sensing your coccyx area, the root chakra, red vortex opening downward. Just visualize it. Imagine it. Sense it. It may feel like a little warmth in there. Spinning it. Sense it spinning. Now the second chakra. You visualize it in front, right over the pubic bone in the center, beautiful orange, spinning, a vortex opening to the front. It also opens to the back. But opening to the front, sense it. Now to the stomach area. But just beneath the stomach, yellow, spinning it, beautiful yellow. just gently. Now to the heart, green, spinning gently. Throat, at that notch at the base of the throat, blue, beautiful blue, a sky blue, a rich sky blue, like what you see from the top of a mountain on a very dry, clear day. Spinning. And to the third eye, above the nose, right between the eyebrows, a beautiful bluish purple and indigo. Spinning. And then to the top of the head, on the very top of the head, a beautiful lavendery, violet, pale, lovely colors, spinning, a vortex opening to above. And sensing now, sensing that from above you, now that you are open to receive, imagine a beautiful starry sky. It can be a day sky with stars, or a night sky. And some of those stars come together and form a big star, a bright star, a star of union, a star that is us. And we send a beam of light down to you in the most appropriate color for you right now. Let this light come down, a liquid, shimmering, sparkling, iridescent light. Let us touch the top of your head. Our light, like a column, wider than you. A pillar, a column of light coming down around you. Feel us just like a gentle rain shower. Let us just come around you all the way, all the way. And a very bright light in the center, like an extra bright beam that goes right down through the center of us, touches the crown, and moves into your head, a beam of light, maybe only about 4 inches, 5 inches wide. Shimmering, sparkling, liquid light moves into your brain. And just moves around a bit in your brain. Some of it just spreads right out into your brain. It swirls, gently swirls and twirls around your brain. The center of the beam still strong. Moving into the eyebrow chakra, expanding that area, expanding the chakra. Let your awareness open. Let your awareness open. Let your brain balance now. And you have hemispheres of your brain. And let us balance your hemispheres. Let us balance your frontal lobes. Your temporal lobes, which are on the side. Let us do some adjusting to those parietal lobes hidden there on the side. The parietal lobes, which are too engaged in linearity, separation. Let us give the parietal lobes peace and unity. You don't have to know where they are. Just let them happen. Let it happen. An occipital lobe. Let us move energy and light into your old brain, brain stem. There you go. Balancing, aligning, healing. Just imagine there's little lights just moving around in there. And the strong center beam continues down into your jaw. Your TMJ. Into the joint at the back of your mouth, the hinge. And your ears. Let us go in there and balance some. Anything that is toxic, anything that is dark, will disappear, will lift, in your brain, in your hemispheres, in your head. The light continuing now down through your neck, aligning your neck, strengthening your will of intent. Let our light spread into your shoulders to remove tension there and to balance. The light in your neck and shoulders is blue. Has a bluish tinge, perhaps. Moving the strong light beam now into your heart. And just above your heart, your thymus, your knowing of who you are and the loving of that, the loving of yourself. Let us love you. Let yourself love you. Feel at peace there. Feel the harmony as we move through your lungs. The lungs where you receive your life, your breath, cleaning, clearing, releasing, healing, restoring. And there around the arms, the lymphatic channels, light, we put light there. And little spins to activate the release of lymph, the release of old emotions. If you know of some old emotions you have, let us have them. Do you have any old rage stashed in there? Old resentments or grudges? Hurts? Send them out now. There. Tinted green or pink with love. The beam now, the strong beam moving down into the stomach area. And in between the heart and the stomach, right beneath the sternum bone, a place of great vulnerability. Let us fill that with confidence. Let us fill that with strength for you. Let us put light in there, a light of substance, a strength, confidence. Let us move energies all up into your shoulders and down your arms to your fingertips and out. Let us just move light through there. All the way from that sternum bone. And moving the beam of light, the strong beam of light down now, deeper into the small intestines, the stomach and small intestines. Beautiful yellow light, sparkles of yellow. Leave the beam and move around and heal, clean, tone, align. Strengthen your will of choice, of knowing. There. And the beam extends all the way down now into your genitals, inside the sacroiliac, around inside the hips, front and back, little sparkles of orange. Of joy and passion. Sensual pleasure of your body. Cleaning, aligning, healing. Healing your image as a man or a woman. Healing your image of aging. To youthing. Healing and generating longevity, generating telomerase. Creating and generating. Let yourself open to your peak experience. Let yourself feel connected to it. Let us strengthen that connection. Let us help you bring more peak experience into your life. And the lymphatic channels in the groin. Let us strengthen those. Activate them. Little spirals of energies opening up the lymph. And flowing sparkles of orange all the way, moving out of the hips and down the legs all the way, through the knees and the calves to the toes and out the toes, healing, aligning. strengthening. And the beam of light, the center beam of light, moving into your coccyx, your rectum area, lighting up that chakra, safety, the security chakra. Feel safe. Let yourself feel the safety. Let yourself receive the energies of safety. Let yourself know it's okay. It will be okay. You are here on a mission and you will do it. You will complete it. Your choice. And through all your lower intestines and colon, sparkles of energy, balancing, toning your digestive and eliminative systems. And that beam of light continues out, heading to the ground, to the floor, going into the earth, deeper, deeper, deeper into the earth. We send that beam of light and connect you to the heart of the Mother, Mother Earth. A great deal of the reason you're here in this life is out of love for her. And she loves you. Let yourself ground in her love, in her being. Your love of nature is an aspect of your love of her. And your love of your natural self. Grounded beneath you. It's as if your feet are planted firmly in the core, in the center, in the beautiful molten core of the earth. And above you, a beautiful star shines. And we gather your friends on the other side. We gather your team. We gather the higher aspects of you. And they gather together and join us, infusing their light and their energy into us and into the light that comes to you. So let yourself feel this light increase from top to bottom. And wrapping all around you on the sides, nurturing, loving energy. Feel it intensify. Feel it brighten. And we're going to send some spirals down. Spirals from your higher being, your higher self. Spirals from your friends. Spirals from us. Spirals of light. Spirals of healing. Spirals of love. They're going to come down and just dance around. To the front, to the back, to all around the sides, up and down, this way, that way. Wrapping around a leg here, maybe running over to a shoulder there. Some of them may zigzag. Some of them may wave around you. Each light from a loved one. Let yourself be tickled, loved, nurtured. Let yourself be just played with. Enjoy it. The touches of love and caring, the touches of healing. Let yourself be lifted by your friends. With unconditional love for you, they're giving you exactly the healings you've been asking for. Touching you. Caring for you. You are so loved. If only you knew, you would claim this world. One day you will. You're all covered up with lines of light and love, cocooned, stimulated, vibrated, sometimes even shaken, tickled, cajoled, ooched. And your energy field expands. Let us all put our light and love into your energy field now and expand it like a bubble way out. Way out. Big, 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 big. Expand it out. Brighter, 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 brighter. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Let it fill. Now witness it filling. You don't have to fill it now. Just witness it filling with light and love, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Way out there, come on. Come on, we're pulling it, we're stretching it, blowing the balloon way, way out there. Way, way big, big, big. You're getting bigger, bigger and bigger. Above, below, left, right, front to back. Bigger, bigger, bigger. Way out. 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, come on, more, 50 feet, come on, more. Way, way out, filled with light, 60, 70 feet in every direction. Beautiful ball of energy, beautiful ball of light around you. 90, 100 feet out in every direction. Filled with light, filled with love. Filled with light and love. Let yourself be filled with light. Filled with love. Expanded. Feel free. Light. Powerful. For you are indeed that. Brain. Balanced. Immune. System balanced. Lymph in flow. Hormones aligned with joy, passion, and true motivation. Enteric nervous system, digestion balanced. You are whole and balanced, relaxed and balanced. The energy flows through you gently, flowing, 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 forever, flowing. Your genes have longer tails. More and more telomerase is being produced. All the telomeres are lengthening all over you. Feel yourself adding years of possibility. Make your choice. Shall you experience the love of life and live a long, long life? Choose. Shall you youthen, become stronger, more glorious, more creative in time? Choose. it is done. And all of us together now implant with seeds of light, little diamond crystals. Seeds of light we put in you. Reinforcements of your choice. Feel them enter you. Feel them enter you. Your cells, your being, your systems. Balancing, flowing, healing. Holding the resonance, holding the memory, holding the choice in manifestation. And so be it. And it is done. Let yourself, feeling the love, let yourself come back. Aware of your body, gently opening your eyes. And you are back. Some of you may be a little lightheaded for a little while. We did a lot of work on you. Thank you for letting us work with you. And so now it is time for you to go. What your bodies have been waiting for. Getting antsy for. Okay, now. We apologize that it's a little late. Now for lunch. And so we will return around 4. Mm-hmm. We will begin again around 4.
Well, we can begin at 4.
We will begin at 4.
We will begin at 4. We'll begin at
4. You know us in time. All right, dear ones. A pleasure. We'll be speaking with you again soon. We've got a little more in store.